Good evening, my name is Rob, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and this evening we're conducting a short public opinion survey on your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, with which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican?
Republican.
Independent?
Republican.
Thank you. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how you will vote in the Republican elections? For U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and other local offices in St. Louis County on Tuesday, August 20th. If you already voted by absentee mail in ballot, you can indicate that as well. I have already voted by absentee mail in ballot, and I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
I'm very likely to vote.
Thank you. Voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or in voting person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary elections on Tuesday, August the 20th? I will vote at my polling place on election day. I will vote by mail with an absentee mail in ballot. I will vote early in person at a designated early voting location.
No, I'm going to vote at my voting place.
Thank you. And what is your age, from 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
76.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than a high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
High school graduate.
Thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or an unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Linda Bartz?
I have a favorite, yes.
A very favorable or somewhat unfavorable for her?
I'm sorry, what was that again?
Yeah, are you very favorable or somewhat favorable towards her?
Favorable.
Ken Mascara, are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very.
Very favorable?
Favorable, yes.
And Rachel Del Toro?
I don't understand what you're saying.
I'm sorry, Richard Del Toro.
Oh, yes. No, not Del Toro. Yeah, maybe Del Toro. I'm not sure yet.
And Keith Pearson?
I'm not sure which one. It's either Keith or Del Toro.
No, right now for Keith Pearson, you have very favorable opinion for her. For him, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Favorable.
And Kathy Townsend, are you very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. What is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Keith Pearson?
I trust him.
Thank you. And what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Rachel Del Toro?
I don't know much about him. That's why I'm really not sure about which one I'm voting for.
Thank you for that opinion. You will now be asked a future questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. Now, if the Republican primary elections for San Luis County Commission District 3 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Erin Ann Lowry or Linda Bartz?
Probably Lowry.
Thank you. And would you say probably? Thank you. Now, if the Republican primary elections for San Luis County Commission District 5 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Audra Macon or Kathy Townsend?
Towson.
And would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Kathy Towson?
Probably.
And lastly, if the Republican primary elections for St. Lucie County Sheriff were held today and among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Preston Michael DeFrancesco, Rachel DeToro, or Keith Pearson?
Pearson.
And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Keith Pearson?
I'd say probably, not definitely.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Keith Pearson is doing as St. Lucie County Sheriff?
Yes.
You approve it or disapprove?
Approve it.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat.
Somewhat approve. Thank you. From the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Richard Dutour and his campaign for St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Richard Dutour, you can indicate as well. So a television ad, receive something in the email, receive a text message, receive a visit to your home from Rachel DeToro or a campaign volunteer, something else, or haven't seen, heard, or read anything?
I haven't seen anything.
Thank you. From the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Keith Pearson and his campaigns for St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Keith Pearson, you can indicate that as well. So television ad, receiving something in the mail, receive a text message, receive a visit to your home from Keith Pearson or campaign volunteer, something else, or haven't seen, read, or heard anything.
Television ad.
Television ad. Thank you. And what did you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Keith Pearson in the elections for St. Lucie County Sheriff? If it made no difference, you can indicate as well.
Yeah, no difference.
Thank you. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only.
I really don't have any time to do any more questions. I'm sorry. I got to go.
We're only in the 95%.
I'm sorry.
We're almost done. Do you consider,